Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 931, Do Something, Do Anything, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday, thank you for being here, and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Don't forget, we have 5 shows in our little network covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. I'm going to keep this intro nice and short because I'm excited to read to you from regular contributor Steve Kam. So let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Do Something, Do Anything by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Although I'll be somewhere over the Pacific Ocean by the time you hear this, it's 8 p.m. at the time of this writing on Tuesday night, the night before I head out. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I wasn't sure what I was going to write tonight, and when I finally started typing, I didn't think I'd be able to get through the whole thing. The past few weeks of less than optimal sleep, a book launch, and a hectic travel schedule have finally caught up to me, and it's been a struggle to come up with an idea. After spending the morning and afternoon getting caught up on emails and Rebel Strength Guide stuff, I went and exercised in the park, worrying the whole time about the article I was going to write for today. I didn't have the time or the mental capacity to put together a post that would be up to my normal standards. 2,000 plus words, full of references and nerdy analogies. And because of that, I started getting down on myself. After sitting down at my computer with no good thoughts in my mind, I put off starting a new draft for as long as humanly possible, though you could call watching the first 15 minutes of Game of Thrones research. I asked myself, if you can't do something 100%, what's the point of doing it at all? And then I decided, just get started and see how far you get. Do something. Do anything. Just get started. When it comes to leveling up your life, doing something is almost always better than nothing. Unless the something happens to be eat paint chips or drink motor oil. The hardest part of getting healthy is making the first move. Taking the first step out the door for a run, for example, or chopping up the first ingredient for a healthy meal, or saying no to the first donut at work, or waking up earlier than normal on that first morning. Or in my case, tonight, the hardest part about writing an article is putting down the first few words on the screen. However, if you can get past that first step, your body knows what it's supposed to do, and momentum can carry you through the rest of the steps. The first step is even more crucial if you're just getting started for the first time. If you're overweight, out of shape, and having a rough time with life, the thought of exercising on a daily basis probably scares the crap out of you. If you've never run a mile, a marathon seems like some fantasy distance that only imaginary people run. If you're trying to get out of thousands of dollars of credit card debt, saving a few dollars here and there seems like a complete waste of time. Don't freak out. Keep your composure. After all, something is better than nothing. If you don't have time for your full workout, do half of it. If you can't do a full push-up, do half of one. If you can't run a full mile, walk it. If you're headed on a vacation where there's only bad food, do the best you can to eat healthy for at least one meal. If you can't pay off $100 this month, do 50 or 25 or 10. Why something is better than nothing. I know what you're thinking. This just seems like a lot of half-assing. Steve, I thought Yoda said, do or do not, there is no try. I'm not one to go against Yoda, so I'll clarify my position. You're not half-assing it if you can't do something all the way for a legitimate reason. Weather, unexpected work project, your kids get sick, flight delay, whatever. Stuff happens, and life doesn't always go according to plan. In these instances, I always advocate something over nothing for a multitude of reasons. For one, we are creatures of habit. Every day we make decisions that either take us one step closer or one step further away from our goals. When trying to get in shape, establishing good habits and positive reinforcement is instrumental in having long-term success. If you tell yourself that it's okay to skip just this one workout, the next time you have a conflict, it'll be a little bit easier to, I'll just skip this one too. However, if you can drag yourself out the door for a workout, even when you don't want to, it'll be easier to convince yourself, hey, I did it last time, I can do it this time too. Who cares if you don't have time for the whole workout? Half of it is so much better for you than none of it. Not only are you burning more calories than you would have had you skipped it, but you're also planting a I'm getting healthy thought at the front of your mind for the rest of the day, which will positively influence every other decision you make. Optimus Prime taught us that small changes add up to big transformations. A guy I know, Tony, also known as Endorphin Dude, thought he was having a heart attack a few years ago, so he decided to just go for a walk. Nothing crazy, just a simple walk. Each day after that, he walked a little bit further and further, and then started jogging. And now, Tony runs marathons on a weekly basis all over the country. It's easy for nerds like us to get overwhelmed by looking too far ahead into the future and freaking out. Take things one small change at a time, one day at a time, and focus on putting one foot in front of the other. You can figure the rest out as you go. How to do something. This is the easiest part to explain and the hardest part to implement. Shut up, stop complaining, stop making excuses, suck it up, and do something. Do anything. My friend Tyler put a quote on his Twitter account the other day that really made me think. Quote, "No one believes your excuses, except for you." End quote. We all have crappy situations and circumstances that we're dealing with in our lives. Not enough time, too tired, bad day at work, girlfriend cheated on me, lost my job, I can't beat level 4-2 of Angry Birds, whatever. These things will only be your downfall if you let them. If you really want to start living better, you need to stop using these excuses as crutches to make yourself feel better about shirking your responsibilities. Remember rule number one of the rebellion. We don't make excuses. We offer solutions. So go do something. Go do anything. If you haven't exercised in a month, go for a walk on your lunch break. If you've eaten 20 unhealthy meals in a row, make tonight the first healthy meal. If you usually chain smoke 30 cigarettes a day, aim for 29. Aim to be better, no matter how minuscule the difference is. Every little bit counts. Every little bit helps. Now, get started. You just listened to the post titled, Do Something, Do Anything, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Okay, so I'm in the health field, right? I teach nutrition. I'm a personal trainer. I teach people how to change their habits. And I'm going to level with you right now. It still takes work for me to plan my workout, plan my meals, make sure I'm eating nutritious foods, even though this is what I talk about all day long. Why? Well, it's because I'm human. And sure, I would much rather be eating three of my favorite foods, pizza, french fries, and donuts, but I don't. And so I'll have patients tell me, it's easier for you. You're in this field. You love this stuff. Yeah, I love talking about this stuff, but it's really not any easier for me to stick to these habits. In fact, just the other day, I was like, oh, it's been 2 days since I've worked out and I really don't feel like working out today either. And so I had that moment in my head where I was arguing with myself. Look, it's been 2 days. Just get in a workout, knock it out, get it over with. The other side, well, maybe my body's trying to tell me I'm feeling tired today. And if I work out, I could get sick. That'll postpone everything. Then the other side of my brain, you're not going to get sick. You're just feeling lazy. Just do it. And on and on. And luckily, the smarter side of my brain won that argument. And so I gave in, did a quick 20-minute workout, and felt so much better for doing it. I did something. I did a little bit. A 20-minute workout is a short one for me. That's not my idea of an ideal workout. But you know what? I got it in and I was happy about it. I felt great the rest of the day. I would have felt a lot worse if I had skipped it. And Steve's right. You could apply this to any other part of your life. It doesn't have to be just exercise and healthy eating. It could be things like saving money. It could be things like being more efficient at work. I know sometimes we dread checking emails and it's like that thing where our inbox is getting larger and larger and we just keep avoiding it. But just answer one or two emails. Just check 5 emails and then move on. And I promise it'll feel so good to do that. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week. And I'll be back here tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.